Listen to your favorite Christian radio station on www.sidmedia.org. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
All right, it's time for us now to turn our attention to our daily focus for today. Once again, good afternoon to you and welcome back. And thank you very much for joining us still in the third and final hour of Live. Lindsay Garza watches. My time is 6 minutes after 2. And we are joined on the line by the good pastor, Pastor Ian Haluba, who's giving us some perspective, some answers, some guidance as we understand, or at least as we try to understand, what faith in the public sphere looks like. Pastor Ian Haluba, good afternoon to you and welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to be our chaperone this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and how are you, listeners?
I'm trusting the listeners are very well, just as I am, dear pastor. So do talk to us first before we even get into our conversation for today. When we talk about faith in the public sphere, what does that mean? In my mind, faith is supposed to be faith in you, whether you're in private or public. But then again, our topic speaks of faith in the public sphere. So what does that mean?
Okay, thank you very much. Faith in the public sphere basically means the impact of this faith in an individual in the society that we live in, or in our communities. The Bible is clear. It reminds us that faith without works is dead. So this faith, it should be seen, in our public spheres, like in our workplaces, you know, in our conversations, you know, in when it comes to decision making. And, you know, in different spheres that we may talk about. So this is the result that we see of someone believing in something. And then we get to see those results later.
So if we're talking about our faith, and yesterday we spoke about how that is taught to us, my curiosity now is, how do these religious teachings that we are taught influence the moral foundations of political ideologies and policy decisions?
Thank you. Religious practices help actually in promoting the well-being of individuals, the well-being of families, and the well-being of the communities. You know, someone who believes, you know, in the word of God, there's a way they regulate themselves. There's a way they conduct themselves. There's a way they behave themselves, because they are not on their own. There's, you know, someone, some being that is controlling them. So even in the way they live in this community, in the way they bring out their ideas, and in the way they relate with one another, is different from other individuals around that particular community.
Yeah.
I think that's the impact that faith has in, you know, in our communities and ideologies.
So knowing full well, and you're doing well to express it as our communities, but those communities are not always Adventists, for example. Not all of them, the people that we live among, are Christian at all. Some are Muslim, some are Hindu, some are atheists, some are agnostics, and the list goes on. So how do I participate with my Christian Adventist Bible-based ideologies? How do I influence those? How do I participate in that secular environment? Or should we even participate in public discourse to influence political agendas and policies?
Yes, we have to participate in, you know, in decision making, as well as in policy making, because the decisions that we make, we as Christians, will influence the kind of a community that we are going to have. Those decisions will have some impact, positive impact actually. And so the people will see that this is you know, a different sect altogether, because of the faith that this particular individual probably is coming from. And so as Christians, as Adventists, we are not islands. We are supposed to, you know, participate in these decision-making policies.
Okay.
We are supposed to be at the helm of, you know, making decisions that are right, if given an opportunity, of course. You know, we can give an example of Daniel himself. I think Daniel was also in governance during the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. And we see the impact that Daniel at that particular time had, you know, to the kingdom of Babylon.
Yeah.
So if even us today, I think we can still do the same.
Okay. I was just about to ask, how do these public figures change situations? Just giving us a brilliant example of Daniel. Like, imagine also Joseph, who yes. also was at the helm of things. So how does faith influence discussions then, Mfundis? Particularly discussions on specific policy issues such as health care, such as education, social justice, and foreign affairs. How do we infuse our faith in those kinds of policy decisions and policy issues?
Well, you know, if individuals, you know, attend religious services, these religious attendance, you know, religious services that individuals do attend, these are directly linked to, you know, to having stable families. These are directly linked to having stronger relationships around those communities. You know, these, you know, meetings, that the religious meetings that we attend, they have direct impact to having health families. You know, having well-behaved children, having strong marriages, you know, even reinforcing social unit and social control in our communities. There are certain behaviors, unwanted behaviors, of course, in our communities that are sometimes portrayed by individuals that live in that particular community. So when someone attends a religious meeting, someone attends church services, these unwanted behaviors like smoking, you know, abuse of drugs, you know, all these things can be regulated. All these things can be controlled through, you know, the attendance of these religious meetings. So they will help to control the behavior in our societies, and hence we'll have a community that is healthy and sound at the end of the day.
Yeah. Before I let you go on for this, I'm reminded of the various political movements and social movements which had a deep-rooted sense of religion. The civil rights movement, for example, it was led by Martin Luther King Jr., a reverend, a Christian minister. In South Africa, we had Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu being also participating in the anti-apartheid movement here in South Africa, which brings to my mind the question, how does faith contribute to the goals or the rhetoric that we've been hearing and the impact of such movements?
If faith has, you know, there's a way that you know, God works through, you know, human beings. And this is why we are also reminded in the book of Psalms, I think that's Psalms 33, verse 12, where the psalmist says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance." You know, if people's minds are inclined to the things of God, even the way they are going to behave in that particular, you know, political arena, I think the behavior will not actually be something that may bring a bad reputation to maybe that particular locality, you know, because these people, they have different way of looking at things. Their perception is, you know, different, because there is something that is actually working in them. And this is, of course, God himself who is controlling them, or probably we say the Holy Spirit is there to control them and to help them make correct and right decision. And so the impact of, you know, of faith on these things is that, you know, different you know, individuals may grow with the mind that they have to fear God, and there are certain things that they need to revere or give reverence to, knowing that every human being that is created in the image of God. And so there's nothing evil that people can do to their fellow human beings, because they know that these are human beings that were created, you know, by God. And so what we just pray is that even among these politicians, you know, among these people who are at the helm of policy decision making, they should incorporate, you know, the religious people. These are people that can help them to make right decision. These are people that can help them to make sure that there is peace in the in the nation. These are people that can help them to bring unity, and or remove all these issues of racism, remove all these issues of tribalism, and many other things that are not right before God, because we will know that we are all one, and we are created in the image of God. So faith really has an impact to, you know, these issues around our communities.
Yeah. All right. We're going to leave it right there, Mfundisi. Our time has expired. But before we leave it, please leave us with a word of prayer.
We are praying. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for reminding us, dear Lord, that you are still in control. Our prayer this afternoon, Lord, to the listeners, is that, Lord, may you continue sharpening us in the way that you, Lord, have called us to. We pray now, Lord, for your presence to continue ever shining upon our lives, as you remind us that, Lord, you are the one who created us, and we are created in your image. And we are, even Father, to live according to your precepts. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share your word. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your time, your insights, and your perspective. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful day, too.
All right, that's how we end our conversation with a good pastor for our daily focus for today. Now, moving on to the music, don't forget, it is a Wednesday, and so we're talking about your health, right?
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.